AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Happy holidays, everybody. Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull tonight coming to you live from Delaware Academy. This is a non-leaguer we've really been looking forward to tonight on the boys' side as Delhi Boys Basketball hosts the Norwich Purple Tornado. Tip-off coming in just about 10 minutes from now. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Rich, we've had this one circled for a while. Two heavyweights in Section 4. Different classes, not really a whole reason to see them down the road in the playoffs, just two good teams that have gotten together the last few years to duke it out.
When we saw the schedule come out, you and I were sitting around saying, this is the game. If it matches up the way we think it's going to match up, and Delhi has only lost one game so far to Oneonta by like 2 points. Norwich has kind of been a little bit of a surprise at having a couple down seasons, and all of a sudden they're undefeated again. They almost feel like the Norwich of old. And we were kind of talking behind the scenes saying, you know, this could be a little bit of a great game early on in, you know, December. And I think it is. I think it's maybe the premier game right now in Section 4. Because, you know, you got a team like Delhi that easily could have went on and won the state championship in Class C, and now you have Class A Norwich that's making noise again. Man, this is going to be a good one. I've been excited all day.
Yeah, both teams, great guards, great inside play. I mean, this should be an awesome game here tonight. All right, we're going to take a quick break on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you set for tip-off here between the Norwich boys visiting Delhi on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show tonight. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. I think Craig Stevens is hanging around there somewhere, at least for now, as we all prep for some of our holiday music marathons that are coming up. I can't believe it. It's that time of the week. This will be the last game we do before the holiday break. And then, Rich, there's that stretch between Christmas and New Year's where I feel like everybody under the sun has a tournament coming up next week.
It's tournament time, and one of the great tournaments is back. They're, you know, the old Stott DWI tournament. They're not calling it that anymore, but Coaches versus Cancer is coming back this year. And of course, Norwich has made their way back to the arena. So one of the great tournaments out there if you're looking for a tournament. But, of course, there's great ones out there. You know, one of my favorites, of course, is the Edmiston Christmas Tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe Unadilla Valley has a tournament. They used to. I don't know if they still do anymore. But, yeah, a lot of great tournaments out there.
I think I'll be probably heading up on the 26th and 27th to the Cooperstown, the Dick White Tournament. Delhi boys and girls will be in that tournament. Oxford boys will be there. Unitego girls, Cooperstown girls, Delhi girls, a lot of good teams. And I'm telling you, this matchup's great here tonight, but also if the Delhi boys make it to the championship and Cooperstown does, that'll be another must-see TV game on the 27th.
That Cooperstown team is certainly playing well. I mean, it is a Section 3 team, but I happen to know a little bit about them. The young gentleman from Milford transferred over and is having a great year off the bench for Cooperstown. I always forget his name. Nate, remind us, who's the kid that went from Milford to Cooperstown?
Christian Lawson.
That's
who,
right, yeah.
You know, was a first-team Tri-Valley All-Star last year, And he's at Cooperstown now, and he's coming off the bench for them. That's how good that team is. So I know that Delhi's looking ahead to that potential matchup as well.
He's a fabulous shooter, Lawson is, and he's small. He's a little undersized, but, man, he could get to the basket, and he's a great shooter, and I like watching him play. So, yeah, Cooperstown's got a good one there, kind of got one from the Tri-Valley roots. But he's doing a good job over there for the Hawkeyes in Cooperstown.
Yeah, Delhi will have to play Herkimer in the first round of that tournament, and then Cooperstown will play Oxford. So if it all works out, that would be a lot of fun. One game that's definitely working out is Delhi and Norwich here tonight. Rich, I know you and I are very intrigued about both teams' guards getting after it here. I think Delhi might have a small advantage size-wise overall on the inside, but just a lot of storylines to this game.
It's certainly a lot of it's going to be the game of matchups, right? You would probably argue that Norwich has one of the premier guards in Section 4 in Stephen Dowdle. He's closing in on 1,000 points for his career. I believe he's within, he's at least under 100 now. And he's had a solid career for the Purple Tornado. Now this is his fourth year, and I don't know if there's a better guard in Section 4. If there is, he's at least in the discussion. And then you got the matchup with the bigs from Delhi. So you got a very guard-driven Norwich team, and you got a very big Delhi team. My assumption is Norwich is going to want to run, and Delhi is going to want to post everybody up. Something's going to have to give in this game.
Yeah, really interested to see the chess match between the two coaching staffs, because from what I know, both these coaching staffs are very dialed in, do their homework, very prepared, watch a ton of film, so they're going to know all the tendencies. So I think it'll be how everybody is prepared and then also how everybody executes.
You kind of know what you're going to get with Coach Kelly in Delhi, right? He's kind of a known commodity. You know what he's going to do. He's been here a while. Coach Elger from Norwich, he's a little new. He's not new to the section. He coached at Union Endicott for a couple of years and took that great team to the state finals. But a lot of these teams like Delhi, they don't know what he's going to do. And what we've seen is he pretty much, sticks with a man-to-man, and he likes to run a little bit. But I think he's going to go with a little bit of maybe a press tonight, too. That's an old Norwich trait, right? They love the press. So I would actually be very surprised with the matchup. I think Coach Elger will probably press a little bit.
I think both these teams love to go out in the non-league and schedule the hardest teams they can find. And so I think tonight is kind of a caveat of that. Like, they want to go out and play the best of the best. So I'm excited to see this game here tonight. It's going to be a lot of up and down, a lot of three-pointers, maybe a couple of slam dunks along the way. So if you didn't want to come over the hill, the roads were pretty slick on the way over. Perfect chance to stay home and listen to us here on WCDO, also on 92.3, our new frequency over in Norwich, and also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We're going to have a quick break here for our starting lineups. They got the spotlight out. They're going to do kind of the old Chicago Bulls MJ-style spotlight here for the Delhi boys starting lineup. That's going to be a ton of fun. We'll get all that information to you when we come back here. So Norwich boys visiting Delhi tonight, going to be a great one. Don't turn that dial. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Rich is going to get loud in here in a minute. They're doing the Delhi lineups, the old school spotlight like the Bulls. What do you think?
It's pretty cool. I'm actually standing right next to the spotlight guy up here in Nate's Nest. I don't know if I've ever quite seen anything like this. You got to love the small school traditions, right? Throwing the rubber ducks onto the court at halftime, and now the spotlight like you're Michael Jordan from North Carolina.
Got to love it.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is. They did this a couple of years ago for sectionals, and they've kind of kept it around. They got the Bulls music on. The crowd loves it. I think it just really adds to the whole atmosphere.
It really does. It's just one of these cool small-town traditions that you kind of only see in, you know, upstate New York and Section 4 and stuff like that. It's actually kind of pretty mesmerizing.
We're going to do the starting lineups first here for the Delhi boys. They are in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. It says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will start with junior number 3, Lucas Nealis, a senior number 21, Ivan Richardson, a senior number 22, Tommy Nagy, a senior number 40, Samus DeMauro, and a senior number 42, Rocco Schnabel, for longtime head coach Warren Kelly. Rich is going to have the starters for Norwich for you tonight.
Norwich in their traditional away purple uniform, looking great out there, wearing Tornado across the chest.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a great, great look, kind of looking like a new look with a gray trim. So the typical starters for Norwich tonight, right, you got the senior guard, number 12, Stephen Dowdle, junior, Kaysen Stubb, and then you got senior number 4, Mitch Collins, the big 33, Graham Burton, and of course, everybody's talking about number 10, of course, the 8th grader, Cooper Christie. Had a great game when we watched him.
So here we are. We're underway, and Delhi wins the opening tip going right to left on your radio dial. Again, in the white with the maroon trim and a little bit of gray in there as well. Norwich is in the purple with the white and gray trim. Delhi running through a little man-to-man. They go to DeMauro down low, and we got a traveling violation through the paint. And Norwich will get it back going left to right for their first trip down the floor.
Just like what we saw, right? Delhi's looking for the bigs down low, trying to attack the paint. And now they're going to come out, and looks like they're going to play man-to-man. So we've seen man-to-man so far tonight.
Dowdle across midcourt. Both teams settling in. They try to go to the high post here for Burton. Now back out to Stubb for Cooper Christie. And Christie will give it back to Stubb here as we settle in. We're 30 seconds in. Stubb with a nice little spin move. Goes left corner for Christie in front of the Delhi bench. Back to the top of the key. Norwich with the basketball. Reversing back to the left side, coming up on five on the shot clock. Purple Tornado going to have to hustle. Here's Stephen Dowdle, an NBA range three, is off to the left. Rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Norwich will come up with it, but will have a jump ball, and the arrow goes to the Purple.
Probably not the shot that Coach Elger wanted for the first shot of the game for Dowdle. Probably wants to attack a little bit more. It looks like they're just kind of feeling out the Bulldogs a little bit, and they just really need to get into the paint and not settle for those long-range three-point shots.
We're up here in Nate's Nest, high above the action at Delaware Academy. Glad to bring you this contest between Norwich and Delaware Academy. Here's Stubb hanging in the paint here for Norwich. Missed it. Graham Burton tried to save it, but it's out of bounds. And back to the Bulldogs. A good look, but off the mark there for Stubb for Norwich.
He had to adjust the shot a little bit. Had to adjust to the size of Delhi down low. But still got a good look and just a little bit long.
Lucas Nealis will walk it up the floor. Delhi going right to left. Delhi took Oneata to the wire in the Drago tournament. Lost 44-42. Will we see another low-scoring affair tonight going up against another stack opponent? Here's Rocco Schnabel down low. And he gets denied down low by Graham Burton. Schnabel gets it back and muscles it up and in.
You know, the Purple Tornado collapsed on Schnabel, but he was still able to get his own rebound and put it in. It was a great look. If he's able to do that all night, the Tornado are going to be in trouble.
Norwich with the basketball going left to right. Delhi with an early 2-0 lead. Chance of defense from the student section. They usually come out pretty strong to support the Bulldogs. Here's Christie in the paint. Little step through. Little Euro. Hits the front of the rim. Wouldn't go down. And Delhi with a rebound. Quickly down in transition. Left side. They'll work it across, and DeMauro is right there, goes up to the rim and lays it in.
That's not a good sign for the Purple Tornado getting beat down the court. You know, you think that's your advantage, having the speed, but they weren't the fastest team there.
4-0 lead for Delhi. We're 2 minutes in here at Delaware Academy. Norwich with the ball going left to right. Left side for Christie. Finds Stephen Dowdle. Left side near the top of the key for three, and Dowdle dials long distance. He hits it.
That is a great shot. Squared up his shoulders. That's the shot you want, and it's nothing but that. Stephen will not miss that shot.
Delhi 4 and Norwich 3 as NHS is able to answer. 5.5 to go first quarter. DeMauro down low. Goes up, and he's blocked there by Stubb. Ball out of bounds going back to Norwich, and DeMauro looks like he almost wants to dunk the ball every time he gets it on the low block. He's about 6'6".
He certainly is doing that drop step dunk you see NBA players do. He's just not as tall as them, but that was a heck of a play by Stubb to go up there and block that ball.
I mean, they got him at 6'8 on the program, but I think that's some small school numbers in my opinion.
I was kind of looking at all the heights. There's a lot of small school numbers on the sheet.
5:15 to go first quarter. Delhi with the ball. And we got a double dribble as they try to bring it up by the scorer's table. Possession goes back to Norwich.
I'm going to clarify myself on that because I don't want the Delhi fans to be upset with me either. There's some small-town numbers on the Norwich side as well.
We find that over the years, sometimes the numbers in the program could be slightly embellished.
I've known Cooper Christie since birth, and I don't know if he's 5'7".
Norwich with the ball going left to right. Again, they're in the purple with the gray and white trim. Here's Stubb in the corner. Takes it right inside for the purple. Missed the shot. Rebound for Delhi. And we got a foul underneath as going up to grab that rebound for Delhi was Tommy Nagy. Foul on Norwich.
Stubb has taken the ball to the basket pretty well a couple times now. He's just not able to finish. He's kind of talking to Coach Elger. If he can get those balls to, you know, go to finish in there, it's going to be tough for Delhi. I mean, he's kind of the X factor out there for the Purple Tornado.
Norwich coming in after a big victory earlier this week over Shenangle Valley in stack play. Delhi with the ball. They go inside for Schnabel. Works one back out into the corner for Richardson for three, in and out. And rebound for Dowdle. He's looking to run for the Purple. And back down the floor. He was trying to find Mitchell Collins, but it was tipped away by Delhi. Out of bounds, and looks like it's going to stay with Norwich here.
So Delhi definitely has a complaint here because it did up here in Nate's Nest look like a double tip. It did look like it went off on Mitch Collins. The referees, a three-man crew tonight, didn't have a great angle on that as they were kind of rushing down the court, but I'm kind of agreeing with Coach Kelly on that one.
Carter Christie will check in now. So both Christie brothers, eighth graders, very rare to be on varsity here for this Norwich team. And now they'll have Cooper at the top of the key setting up the offense. They go Dowdle on the right wing side. Norwich with the ball. 4.5 to go first quarter. Delhi 4, Norwich 3. Boys action tonight. Collins takes it inside, and he's rejected there by DeMauro. And Delhi back down the floor after that block shot. Bulldogs have it. And they'll go to Ivan Richardson, last year's MAC MVP. Floats one down low for DeMauro on the left low block. His shot kind of got a hip into him there by Graham Burton, and Norwich will take it away.
The referees are certainly letting them play a little bit today.
Here's Christie, a three on the left side, and it's up and good for Carter Christie.
That's a great shot for Carter Christie coming off the bench, kind of known to playing defense, but it hits a three-pointer. That's a good sign for the Purple Tornado.
Norwich 6, Delhi 4, 3:50 to go first quarter. Nice backdoor cut here, and they lay it up and in for Ivan Richardson of Delhi, and we're tied at 6.
Boy, this is a great game so far. Both teams taking it right at each other.
Yeah, up and down the floor, good defense, good offense, well executed, exactly what we were hoping for. Dowdle will take it inside. He got tied up. Dowdle for Norwich, kicks one back out, and we'll find Cooper Christie. He tries a three and hits it.
Christie to Christie, you're going to hear that a lot in the next 5 years in Norwich. Carter to Cooper for three, and Norwich is up by three now.
Norwich leading Delhi 9-6 on 3 three-pointers so far, with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Delhi trying to answer. And they go to Richardson at the top of the key. He backs it out here for the Bulldogs. Into the corner, Lucas Nealis dials it up. Missed the shot. Rebound here for Norwich.
That's a good rebound by Graham Burton. Blocking out Schnabel there.
Inside for Stephen Dowdle. Leaves it back off for Burton, and he's blocked, but then a foul on Seamus DeMauro. With 2:53 to go in the first quarter, this will send Norwich to the line with a 9-6 lead.
So the crowd doesn't like that because they've been really letting them play today. And that was a little bit more contact there, but the referees have certainly let them play. But they called that one right in the middle of the key with Burton going for two here on the line.
So Burton's first shot at the line for Norwich is up and no good for the big man, Graham Burton, the senior. Yeah, this should be a fun battle inside between Burton of Norwich and DeMauro and also Schnabel, the two bigs for Delhi.
I actually think Burton has done a good job of holding his own down there, getting a few key rebounds for the Purple Tornado.
Burton's second shot at the line. He goes 0 for 2, gets his own rebound, and lays it in.
That's a heck of a play right there.
Great follow-up there by Burton of Norwich, and the Purple Tornado lead 11-6 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Norwich has it with DeMauro, zips it across the defense to the far side. Richardson, bang, a three ball there for Ivan Richardson of Delhi.
That was a great steal by Delhi, and Mitchell Collins got below the screen. That's going to be trouble.
Three in the corner for Mitchell Collins, and Norwich answers right back.
So that's how you respond, right? If you get stuck on a screen on the defensive end, come down and hit a good corner three.
Norwich 14 and Delhi 9 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's DeMauro on the baseline, right low block, kicks one out, Richardson, pump fake, and then a foul on Collins, who was trying to close out for Norwich.
Yeah, it just was a little bit late, right, getting to the ball. He's got to get in better position, and the Delhi player did a smart move and just dribbled right into him and picking up the foul.
Team foul situation here in the first quarter, 2 for Norwich and 1 for Delhi. Nealis will look to get it in along the sideline, left side, in front of the bleachers there where all the fans are sitting near the court. Delhi has it. DeMauro down low at the right low block for Schnabel. They'll try to work it out of the corner. A little traffic there. Go inside for Richardson. His finger roll is no good. Gets his own rebound. Delhi still with the ball. Stripped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. As that was Teddy Kelch losing the handle there. Last touch by the Purple.
The Purple seemed a little undersized there underneath the basket that time, and Delhi was just controlling the boards. That's going to be a thing to watch tonight. Can Delhi just control the boards, maybe get a double-digit lead on the boards?
Norwich 14, Delhi 9. High school non-league boys basketball action on CDO. We're glad to have you along. They go for Schnabel on the interior. Boy, going toe-to-toe here. Schnabel against Dowdle, and he has to work it back out. A lot of banging and crashing down there. Real physical game so far. We come up on 90 seconds to go first quarter. 10 on the shot clock. They go back to Schnabel. Finds for Seamus DeMauro. Spin move, and he hangs in the air, can't hit. And then the rebound is scooped up there by a hard-working Carter Christie in the land of the trees. Ahead now for Norwich. Stolen back, though, by Delhi. Norwich somehow comes up with it after a little fracas there and a hot potato. Norwich has got it, and they'll settle it down.
Cooper Christie was just making a kind of forcing a pass and a bounce off the Delhi guy, and he got it right back.
Inside for Graham Burton, up and off the glass, and good for Norwich.
I've been very impressed with Steven Dowdle's defense tonight on Schnabel.
Me too.
He's not really known to play defense against the big guys, but he's doing a heck of a job.
And here's Richardson taking it to the 10. He's fouled for Delhi, and he's going to go to the line with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's Norwich leading 16-9 here over Delhi in this exciting non-league boys basketball contest.
The thing I'd be interested with Dowdle playing the defensive side like he is it going to wear him out where it's going to actually affect his shot later in the game? But, you know, if everybody is pretty balanced so far for Norwich, so maybe they're not going to depend on Steven Dowdle as much tonight as they have been throughout the season. But I would just think that if he's going to battle that hard against Schnabel all night, he's going to get tired.
Richardson makes the first foul shot at the line for Delhi. He's got 6 points. Yeah, I mean, Dowdle listed as, you know, 6 foot tall. He's going up against the real big tight end type of body of Rocco Schnabel, who's 6'4". And the second shot at the line is up and good for Richardson. He has 7. Delhi slices into the Norwich lead. It's Norwich 16, Delhi 11, with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter.
You got one of the bigger 10th graders coming in for Norwich now, Pastore, who had a couple key free throws down the stretch in the last game versus Shenango Valley. Again, some good minutes for Norwich in the last few games.
Zach Myers also incorrect.
Yes.
Down at the right low block here. His pass to Mitchell Collins was deflected, and Delhi will steal it down the left side of the floor. Bulldogs. Richardson wants to take it right to the rim, and he does. Nice move there by Ivan Richardson.
For some reason, Collins stopped on the defensive end, and Richardson just took it to the basket. Good recognition by Richardson from Delhi there.
Delhi cutting into the Norwich lead. It's Norwich 16, Delhi 13. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Christie with the ball, a pass down low, looking here for Zach Myers. Turnaround shot for him is up and good on that left baseline. Nicely done.
Wow, that's a big bucket for Norwich there.
5 seconds left, first quarter. Richardson dials up a deep three, and it's just off the mark. First quarter in the books here at Delaware Academy, and it's Norwich roaring out to an 18-13 lead over the Delhi boys. We'll be back with the second quarter on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter here. Norwich boys lead Delhi 18-13. Ivan Richardson leads all scorers with 9 points for DA. Great balance on the other side for the Purple, though, Rich.
Pretty much just threes all the way down through. And, you know, Zach Myers had a big bucket at the end of the quarter for the Purple Tornado. Not usually a traditional scorer for them, but anytime you can get points from guys like him, it's good. It's a good sign.
Delhi with the basketball going right to left to start the second quarter. Teddy Kelch, right corner, dials up a three, left it well short. Is able to get his own rebound. Spin move in the paint. Will work it down low. Intercepted here and taken away by Norwich. Purple Tornado have the ball. They find Dowdle on the left wing side as the Purple go left to right on your radio dial. Collins, right side off a pass from Dowdle, and he hits it. Collins with 2 3-pointers. And it's Norwich 21 and Delhi 13.
Probably in the scouting report, they didn't have Collins as the best shooter on the team, but he can make those shots. He can shoot it. You got to know where he is.
Delhi with the ball, again going right to left, working it around. They try to go inside for Seamus DeMauro, and a great pass from Teddy Kelch, and he finishes.
That's what Delhi's got to do more. Just keep on going down, stick with the game plan, work it down low.
21-15, Norwich leading Delhi. A minute gone in the second quarter here at Delaware Academy. Real hard foul. I thought it was going to be a foul. Instead, it was thrown out of bounds here.
So that's your typical makeup call by an official. I'm not going to throw officials under the bus, but that was a makeup call. It was clearly thrown out of bounds by Carter Christie, but the referee knows he missed one, and he was fouled as he was throwing it. So all the Delhi fans want that call, but they're not going to get it. they were right, but the referee missed the call there. I don't know how to say it, Nate, but he missed it.
Sometimes you got to say it. We do have a nice angle being up here a little higher. So Norwich will get it in. They find Mitchell Collins slicing to the right low block, and he scores on the layup for Norwich.
Delhi is losing Collins all over the place, and it's turning into a good night for him so far.
Delhi with the ball, trailing 23-15. A three from straight away is no good here for Lucas Nealis. They work it back out on a rebound. Delhi has it with Kelsch. Underneath, the layup is missed. Delhi fighting for the rebound, and we got a whistle underneath on the right low block. Will Kowalski is fouled there. With 6.5 to go in this second quarter, Norwich on top, 23-15.
I was just going to get ready to ask you, when are the bigs going to come back in for Delhi? And here they come. They're bending in, and here comes Graham Burton to kind of reaction from the Norwich Purple Tornado coming in for Pastore. But, you know, Mitchell Collins has really just kind of lifted the Purple Tornado as of late, scoring a lot of points. I think he's up to 8 or 9 by now.
And underneath, Teddy Kelsch gets hammered on the inbounds play. He would have had a wide-open layup there at the left low block, but took a hard hit, missed the layup, and will head to the line here. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter, it's Norwich 23 and Delhi 15, and Kelsch to the line to shoot two for Delhi.
Stubbs is a little frustrated there. Two quick fouls on him. He's just kind of overplaying there. Right? He's just so aggressive. He's just bumping into everybody. He's just got to take a deep breath right here when Delhi's taking the foul shots, and he'll be fine. Just take a deep breath. That's what Coach Elger's saying. Everything's okay.
Kelsch misses the first and misses the second. You wonder if he's a little rattled there after hitting the floor hard. DeMauro with a rebound. Back out Nealis. Delhi is still in control. Nealis misses a three, and Delhi's kind of gone cold from the outside. Here's Kelsch in the paint. Down low, DeMauro pump fakes. Tries to put up the left-handed layup. It won't go, and now Norwich with a rebound. Dowdle in transition. Dowdle into the paint, trying to go coast to coast, and he's fouled hard by DeMauro. And Dowdle can't get the shot to go, but he will go to the line, and that's where he's so good, Rich, getting into the paint, creating. Well, he's good at everything, honestly.
he's a great player. He's one of the, as I said earlier, he's one of the premier players in this section. But right now, Norwich is winning the matchups. We said it earlier in the game, Delhi's got to win in the block, and they're just certainly not doing that. And Norwich is winning the guard battle right now. Most of the points is coming from the guards. And you just gave him the curse as he misses the first foul shot really bad. Man.
Yeah,
really
Dowdle. Dowdle may be a little shaken up from falling to the floor, but he misses the first shot. Not a good thing, but if you get fouled in this game tonight, you're going to know it.
he awkwardly fell on his right shoulder, but he seems fine to me. He's kind of still directing traffic. He's certainly the leader for the Purple Tornado. I mean, everybody's looking to him, and he is. He's the quarterback on the football team, and he's the quarterback on the basketball court.
Second shot for Dowdle is up and good. He had a chance to catch his breath there. He puts it up and in. Dowdle's got 4. Norwich 24, Delhi 15. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. High school boys basketball tonight here from Delaware Academy on WCDO. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull with Rich Turnbull. And Delhi has it on the right wing side. Now to the left here for Richardson. 15 on the shot clock. Delhi will kick it out. Richardson into the corner for Nagy, steps up for a long two and hits it.
That's a heck of a shot by Nagy there, kind of fading away, didn't square up very well, but that looked pure.
Makes it 24-17 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi's got some length out there on the floor now, making Norwich try to stretch it out a little bit with 5.5 to go in this second quarter. Mitchell Collins, pump fakes, takes it inside, finds Graham Burton, he's blocked. Gets it back for a second chance and lays it in. And Burton's doing some hard work down there.
Burton's putting together a good game. Everybody's kind of was wondering how he was going to react to the bigs, but he's played solid. He really hasn't come off the court that much tonight for the Purple Tornado.
Norwich 26, Delhi 17. A give and go for Schnabel, and he is fouled at the left low block. Delhi's had some good success taking the ball to the rim, and another foul here on the Purple. With just about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Norwich on top 26-17.
It was Burton just a little bit slower. Right, couldn't catch up to the play, and he just bumped him on the side.
Foul's going to be on the floor, they say, so inbounding underneath the hoop to the left side on the baseline for Delhi. Bulldogs will work it in, and they go to Nealis in the corner. Nealis back to Nagy, far side. Back to Nealis, setting it up as they swoop it around the top of the arc. Here for Richardson. Into the corner, a three now for the Bulldogs. It's up and good. For Cale Townsend off the bench, and he nails that. Big shot.
That was a shot they needed just so the Tornado couldn't kind of pull away any further. Keeps it within, 6 points here, two possessions.
Makes it 26-20. Norwich boys leading Del High. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooper Christie with the ball now for Norwich as they go left to right. Back up towards midcourt and the Bulldogs logo straight away from the hoop. They go to Stubb. On the left side, his pass bounces off a leg and will stay with the purple.
Stubb seems very frustrated for me today, right? He's kind of forcing things. He's playing a little bit out of control. He needs just to take a deep breath or let the game come to him. This is the type of game you don't want to overplay.
Dowdle on the inbounds finds Graham Burton. Missed it, but the second chance is good. And Burton is kind of dominating here inside a little bit for Norwich.
In the game where you thought the bigs were going to control it for Delhi, Burton is kind of doing it for Norwich.
And Norwich has an 8-point lead, 28-20, with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nealis, left side, a one-handed shovel pass, finding Nagy. Dowdle's in his shorts on defense for Norwich. Bulldogs with the ball, coming up on 15 on the shot clock. Delhi has it with Richardson, comes off a screen, into the paint, at the foul line, runs into trouble, goes to Schnabel. Schnabel on the right low block has to kick it out. Now 5 on that shot clock. They find Townsend on the baseline. They're going to run out of time here. I don't think they got the shot off. They do let it go. That a missed shot there by Nagy, far side, and a rebound for Norwich. Dowdle in transition, cuts through two defenders, stripped of the basketball, gets it back. Works one far side for Collins. Now inside left low block for Burton. Norwich with the ball. Burton pushes it up. Partially blocked. Dowdle a rebound. Out for Stubbs. Straightaway jumper. No. And Townsend is able to swoop in and get it. Here for Delhi on the rebound. Outlet pass to Nealis. And finally, Delhi has some real estate to work with. Ahead for Richardson. Left side into the corner for Nagy. Back out Townsend. They leave him open for three. He fires and hits.
That might have been the first lapse on defense for Norwich all night. Wide, wide open shot. He wasn't even going to shoot it until he realized how wide open he was. That's probably the first kind of mistake on the defensive end for the Purple Tornado.
Norwich 28, Delhi 23, trying to claw back in with 2.5 or 2:50, I should say, to go in the second quarter. Then we got a foul on Norwich here on offense.
A little bit of a momentum shift right now. Kind of a big shot for Delhi. It's charging call now for Norwich. Let's see how they react, though. We're going to have a timeout by Purple Tornado. Very, very smart timeout by Coach Elger right there. Feeling the momentum change.
2:48 to go in the second. Norwich boys lead Delhi 28-23. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 2:48 to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here tonight. We got a heck of a game between Norwich and the Delhi boys from Delaware Academy. Late second quarter, and the Norwich boys are on top 28-23.
I know both of us have passes for Section 4 games, Nate, but I would pay for admission to this one.
A miss by the Bulldogs. A rebound for Norwich. Collins in transition. He can't get a right-handed layup, and the track meet continues. Delhi a rebound and a foul near midcourt on Dowdle for a reach-in of Norwich.
If you've watched a lot of the Norwich games this year, Collins likes to leak out, and Stephen Dowdle likes to find him long. Delhi's obviously done a lot of scouting because every time he tries to do that tonight, Delhi's reacted, and Collins is certainly not getting those easy layups that he's gotten in the first five games of the season. So kudos to the Delhi coaching staff for seeing that and not letting that happen.
Rich, that's the fifth foul on Norwich as a team, and so this is going to send Delhi to the line for the rest of the quarter. Richardson is up and to the line, and he hits the first one. He's into double figures with 10 points, makes 28-24. Norwich boys on top.
If the board's correct, it looks like we just got two fouls on a bunch of different players for the Tornado. So, nothing to worry about yet unless someone gets their third early here in the second quarter.
Richardson goes one out of two at the line. Norwich back the other way. Stubb lost control of it. Somehow doesn't get called for the travel there. Norwich has it with Dowdle. The fans wanted it. Back out. Stubb for three. In and out. And a rebound by Dowdle now. Norwich keeping the possession alive. Stubb will leave it for Dowdle in front of the Delhi bench left side, and now he'll slow it down a little bit with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Norwich on top, 28-24. Dowdle waiting for a screen at the top. Dowdle pulls it back out, steps into the paint, the floater for Steven. No, Graham Burton the rebound, and he's stripped from behind, but Dowdle again finds it. They've had four or five chances on this opportunity alone. Finally, another miss, and Richardson is fouled.
Dowdle is playing everywhere. You know, he's everywhere. He's playing great defense. He's taking a lot of shots. He's all over the place right now. He needs to kind of take a deep breath here. It's only his second foul of the night, too. So the fouls are kind of spread out for the Purple Tornado, but it almost looks like they're rushing a little bit all of a sudden, the Purple Tornado. They just need to take a deep breath, calm down, and Delhi can get right back into this with the foul shots. Like, that's going to be a big storyline for the rest of this half. 1:42 left, and they can get right back into it.
Well done there by Norwich, rebounding the basketball. They gave themselves a lot of chances, but couldn't cash in. Richardson to the line, hits his first, makes it 28-25 now. So, you know, Delhi was trailing by almost as many. I think they were down by 8 at one point. And they've clawed their way back in. Second shot, Richardson, good. Two-point game.
And now we got a timeout by Delhi.
Yeah, Delhi wants a timeout. It's 28-26. Norwich boys on top of Delhi with 1:42 to go second quarter on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. 1:42 to go in the second quarter, Rich, and Norwich boys have a 28-26 lead.
It's kind of funny. The whole game's been a very frantic pace up until like the last 2 minutes. Now it's just seems a little sloppy. Both teams are kind of out of the rhythm of the game right now.
So Dowdle will walk it up the floor, going left to right here for the Purple. And he finds Cooper Christie on the right side. Back to Dowdle. Dowdle gets around a little screen inside. Left-handed layup, no. Stubb, a second chance. Stubb is stuck on the baseline here for Norwich. Works one back out for Christie, who will reset. And now to Dowdle on the left side. They're going to reset the offense here as they got a fresh shot clock. 1:15 to go second quarter. Dowdle, spin move, left side, up and under. No, didn't pull the trigger. Back out for Collins. Norwich still with the ball. Finding Christie. Cooper down low for Graham Burton. Back out Dowdle. Straight away three for Steven is good. And he's up to 7 points.
We've seen a lot of that in Norwich over the years, and that's what you expect. That's got to be over the back.
Over and back there, yes, is the call on Delhi as they bring it up the floor. And so with 53 seconds to go in the second quarter, Delhi letting this slip a little bit as Norwich now leads 31-26.
I think Kelly's arguing that they missed something down on the other end, but that might have been the most obvious over and back I've ever seen. He caught the ball on one side of the court and then dribbled down on the other side.
So Dowdle has it near midcourt. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Norwich leading 31-26. Right side for Cooper Christie. Christie picked up his dribble in a tough spot and then threw it away. And a steal by Delhi. And Nealis streaks down at the right side of the floor. Finds Nagy. Far side for three. Too strong. Rebound is scooped up here by Dowdle out of bounds. What's the call? It's going to stay with Delhi. Last touch by Dowdle. So 26 seconds left. Second quarter. Norwich leads 31-26. Delhi going to the bench. Seamus DeMauro is going to come back in. Shot clock is off. Cale Townsend to the bench for DeMauro to come back in. Coach Warren Kelly decided to go with a bigger lineup here. And so Delhi will look to get it in. They go to Schnabel. A pass down low. A little up and under is good here for Nagy. Big bucket there. Makes it 31-28. 15 seconds to go here, second quarter. Dowdle will play for the last shot for Norwich. Goes to Christie on the right side. Cooper Christie with the ball. Back to Dowdle. 8 seconds. Now to Mitchell Collins. Norwich to the high post. Back out. Collins for three. Blocked. Burton at the buzzer. Got the deflection and couldn't get it to go. First half in the books. Norwich boys lead Delhi 31-28. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. But, you know, Rich, quickly, your thoughts there before we hit the break.
What a game. It's everything we expected. I'm tired right now. I'm kind of just dazed looking out here. I'm tired watching it. It was a frantic pace back and forth, and the second half is probably going to be just as good.
Yeah, frantic pace, both teams making different runs at different times, but certainly a lot of fun as both coaches go over talking to the officials here before they head to the locker room.
I think Coach Elger's kind of joking on Coach Kelly over there, like, hey, I think he's right, but let's not be talking right now.
Yeah, 31-28 is our halftime score, Norwich on top of Delhi. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's halftime here, everybody, as the Norwich boys hit the intermission with a 31-28 edge over Delhi. Graham Burton and Mitchell Collins net 8 points each for Norwich High School. Ivan Richardson fires in 12 points for Delaware Academy. Those are our leaders here. Other scoring for Norwich, again, Burton and Collins with 8, Stephen Dowdle with 7, 3 apiece for the Christie brothers, Cooper and Carter with 3 each, and 2 for Zach Byers. 12 for Ivan Richardson on the other side for Delhi, 6 for Cale Townsend, and then 4 for Tommy Nagy, 4 for Seamus DeMauro, 2 for Rocco Schnabel. Of course, it's time for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. So lots of good halftime entertainment here at Delaware Academy. Both teams only getting a brief rest here at the break, Rich, to try to recover from a frantic, up-and-down, kind of hectic pace there in that first half.
Yeah, it got a little sloppy at the end, but, I mean, I can't blame it for getting a little sloppy because they just played all out for about a quarter and a half there. And, you know, when you see a little sloppy play, you see a lot more fouls. Norwich was fouling a lot more. Delhi's certainly not in as much foul trouble as Norwich is. It's going to be something to watch on the Norwich side. And that's a good thing for Delhi because, you know, the big play is their bread and butter. So that might end up being an advantage for Delhi later in the game. But, you know, if you're Norwich right now, you're happy. You came into kind of a hostile environment that you're not used to. You haven't had a lot of success against Delhi or in Delhi the last few years. And you're up by 3 at halftime. Everything's kind of gone your way. And, you know, you wish you'd get a little bit more from, you know, Stephen Dowdle and those guys. But, you know, up by 3 at the half is pretty good. The one thing I think was interesting that we saw when we watched Norwich play earlier in the year is we saw Coach Elger take Stephen Dowdle off the ball. I wonder if he'll do that a little bit in the second half, you know, maybe put the ball in Cooper Christie's hands or maybe a Mitch Collins' hands to get Stephen a little bit more open shots in the second half. That's one thing I think they might be talking about at halftime. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see the adjustments for the second half. You know, I think we were both surprised that Norwich, it seemed, had the upper hand in the first half down low. I thought Graham Burton did an excellent job. Delhi may be a little bigger overall, but it felt like Norwich, for a majority of that first half, controlled the inside.
The surprise for me was Norwich didn't press. They just played straight up man-to-man. And then that equated to Graham Burton have a pretty good first half, because I thought that he might be a little slower on the press, but, you know, Coach Elger has a lot of faith right now in Graham Burton to match up, and I think Graham's done a good job matching up against his big. Well, Stephen Dowdle's done a really good job against Schnabel when he was guarding him down low.
Yeah, it's been a great battle here between both sides, and interested to see how it's all going to turn out here in the second half. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, remember to write this phone number down, 607-563-HEAT. That will help you keep your family warm this winter. And if anybody's listening out there, that's a good number to keep handy. We got some cold weather coming this weekend, and Christmas right around the corner. Hard to believe it's already that time of the year. Then we'll be into holiday basketball tournaments, and then right into league play in early January when things really start to heat up. The year is already flying by here, Rich, for the winter season.
Yeah, the stack, the team, the league that Norwich plays in, they've already played a league game against Chenango Valley. But a lot of the smaller leagues, right, with less teams in them, they tend to wait till after the holidays. So Delhi will be probably one of the better teams in the MAC, correct?
Delhi is the heavy favorite, I would say, yes. In the MAC. I think I'm okay to say that. They're the heavy favorite, but there's, you know, a good crew of two, three, four teams that will be, you know, vying to meet them in the championship game. Unitico Franklin, Bainbridge Guilford, Sydney, all strong programs. I think Delhi is the early betting favorite in the league, as they've just been so good the last few years, and they're still there.
Yeah, I was super impressed with them last year, and I'm impressed with them tonight, too. I mean, this game is far from over, and they're only down by three. They don't look phased at all. They've been here, done that. You know, the key last year when I watched Delhi play was actually in the third quarter against Moravia. I thought Moravia made a lot of adjustments, and Delhi didn't react to them very well. I'm wondering if that'll be the same thing tonight, but it's a year later. You know, a lot smarter. These guys have played in big games in football. I mean, they won the section in football, a lot of these guys out here. So they're a little battle-tested, right? Delhi's battle-tested, probably much more than Norwich, actually. And I would suspect that this is going to remain close throughout the game.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this second half. A lot of storylines for us to follow. So we'll take a break on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score here at Delaware Academy. The Norwich boys leading Delhi 31-28. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second half here in Delaware Academy, here at Delaware Academy, I should say. Norwich boys leading 31-28 over Delhi as we start the third quarter. Norwich has the ball in the purple with the gray and white trim going right to left on your radio dial. And Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim, a little bit of gray in there as well. So Norwich now at the far end of the floor, left side. Stubb hanging in the air, his shot no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Delaware Academy. Last touch by the purple.
The first adjustment I've seen so far in the first 20 seconds of the half, it looks like Delhi came out a little bit of 2-3 there. And, you know, as Bill Rafter would say, 2-3 with man-to-man principles.
And so Delhi with the basketball now going left to right. And here is Nagy working one back out to Richardson. Comes off a screen and bounces inside. Down low for DeMauro. Now back out for Nagy. And his jumper is too strong. Ball knocked out of bounds and is going to go back to the Norwich Purple Tornado.
And the Purple Tornado come out and man-to-man, nothing changes. They seem to be helping a lot on the bigs like they'd started at the beginning of the game. So not really much of a change there.
Boy, every time DeMauro has a chance at the ball, a rebound, posting up, anything. I mean, they're just all over it. It's relentless.
Swarm automatic. And now it looks like Delhi's back out to man-to-man.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on this. Or maybe it's a little 1-3-1.
Oh, it does look like a 1-3-1.
A little 1-3-1 here.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's the steal. And so we'll see if Norwich can figure that out. Delhi throwing a little wrinkle in. And back out Richardson. Left side three for Delhi. No, too strong. Too much mustard on it. Rebound for Nagy. Pulls it back in. Delhi can reset, and they do, with 6:45 to go in the third. Bounce pass, corner, Nealis. here for Delhi. Floater in the paint, no. Nealis gets his own rebound to keep it alive. Shovels one underneath for Rocco Schnabel. Bulldogs pull up jumper. Richardson, that's too strong. And Burton skies for a rebound for Norwich. And here come the purple. And Dowd will walk it across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt here. Nobody has scored so far here in this third quarter with 6:20 left in the third. Chance of defense from the bench and the student section. And now a traveling violation on Stephen Dowdle, and both teams look a little helter-skelter here to start the third.
You are absolutely right. It is a little 1-3-1 for Delhi. You know, I think Norwich is in a little bit of a rough spot with, like, Coach Elger's a new coach. What's he trying to put in? What do they know that he wants to do? With Delhi, they play together. They played for Coach Kelly for a long time. He could probably just say, go play 1-3-1, guys. It's maybe a little bit of a battle here between the coaches.
Push off there by Nealis at midcourt for Delhi, immediately whistled, and Norwich is going to get it back. So this game's got a little chippiness to it as well, Rich.
It's just, it has a weird flow to it all of a sudden. I mean, feels like we played the second half here for about 5 minutes and only about 40 seconds has gone off the clock. and really not any good looks or good shots.
Here is Cooper Christie. Floats one back across, and it just gets to Dowdle in time. He takes it all the way to the rim, and it's blocked by Seamus DeMauro. And here comes Delhi. Left side for Nagy. He's going to slow it down. Now back to Richardson. Little spin move. Delhi moving the ball quickly. Nealis back at the top of the key. We'll pump the brakes and restart. Nealis in the paint. Good kick down low for Seamus DeMauro, and he puts it up and in.
Certainly Delhi made the adjustment at halftime to playing 1-3-1. Norwich is not being able to get into a flow of the game. And I would say right now the advantage is Delhi.
Norwich 31, Delhi 30. And another steal here by the Bulldogs. They tried to go to the interior of the zone. Bulldogs have it now. They'll pump to the inside for DeMauro, and it gets tipped away. It will stay with Delhi. Last touched there by the purple as they tried to pretty much double-team him on the entry pass.
Every time there's a ball down low to Delhi, it looks like Norwich is swarming all over it. That's the game plan for sure.
Nealis with a little alley-oop for DeMauro on the inbounds play. Beautifully run, but he couldn't finish. Gets his own rebound, and we'll have a whistle there. Great design. They just couldn't finish, but they do get a foul there on Graham Burton.
No, I think that was on Stephen Dowdle.
Oh, yes, it is. Wow.
That's going to be something to watch now. So arguably the best player for Norwich has got three fouls. If Stephen Dowdle goes out with four, that could be trouble.
Three in the corner now for Delhi. That's off the mark there for Nealis as he couldn't capitalize. So Norwich clinging to a one-point lead, 31-30, with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Dowdle for Norwich takes it through the teeth of the defense and scores. What a move by Dowdle.
Just attack that 1-3-1, attack the top guy, went right at him. That's what you need to do when they come out in the zone.
Norwich boys leading 33-30 over Delhi. 4:50 to go here, third quarter. Delhi with the ball going left to right. Nealis thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. They go to Nagy. Now back to Nealis. This time he will fire. And off the front of the rim. DeMauro gets ripped down. Physical play on the rebound. And somehow Norwich comes out of the fray with it. Here's Christie trying to take it all the way to the rim. And he's fouled. Good take there by Cooper Christie. And he had to pay the price. But he is going to get to the line.
I wonder, because if you noticed what happened on that last play was Norwich played 2-3 zone on that last end time down the court. I wonder if they were playing zone on a make. So Norwich dropped to his own and got the easy steal and kind of mixed up Delhi that time. Maybe we got a little battle of the coaches right now.
Christie to the line, in and out. First one won't go. So Norwich still leading 33-30, coming up on 4.5 to go here in this third quarter. Second shot coming now here for Cooper Christie. And he hits.
Oh, it's a bit of a chest mask. We got a little press now for Tornado.
So the Norwich Purple Tornado leading 34-30, and then a foul call on Stubb as he was riding the hip of Nealis down the floor there, so a foul on Norwich.
If you've been a fan of the Purple Tornado over the years, they love to press on a make on a foul shot. It's been a tradition over the years, and now they're coming out in a 2-3 zone, it appears.
4.5 to go here, third quarter. It's 34-30. Pass is tipped by Stubb as they tried to go inside for Rocco Schnabel for Delhi. Possession will stay with D.A.
I love these games, Nate, because it's almost like the coaches are players on the court, too. They're almost like the six men because it's a battle between Kelly and Elger of what they're going to come out with, what type of defense. It's a great chess match right now between the coaches.
Delhi gets it in. DeMauro with a little up and under, and he finishes. Another nice inbounds play, and Seamus DeMauro is up to 8 points for Delhi. It's a two-point game, 34-32. Norwich leads by two with 4:15 to go in the third. Now Dowdle in the defense again, finding Christie left side. Back to Stubb. Spin move. Nice play. Hanging in the air. In and out. And a rebound is scooped up here by Delhi. And, oh, actually it's going to stay with Norwich. The Delhi player was out of bounds, came back in. Correct, Rich?
That is the correct call, Nate. So Norwich gets kind of a break there. And now they're going to play underneath the basket here out of bounds.
Norwich to the left of the hoop will look to get it in. And they do to Stubb at the top of the arc. Now to Dowdle. Left side three for Norwich. Hanging. Skim the side of the rim. Stubb with a big rebound for Norwich. Puts it up and in off the glass. And he's fouled. Stubb's first basket of the night, believe it or not. And he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here for Norwich with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Stubb kept that alive. And his hard work paid off with a little kiss off the backboard.
Yeah, gotta love it.
The bank was open.
He has been great on the glass down low, and now the officials talking with Coach Alger.
We're going to debate here. What are we debating?
Not sure exactly what we're debating. Graham Burton is like pointing to his teeth or his lip. I don't know if maybe there was an elbow thrown or something like that.
Well, there's no replay in high school basketball. You can't go to the monitor here.
Yeah. Coach Alger really arguing here.
He's pointing at a Delhi player, so he must have saw it.
I don't know what he wants exactly here, though. I mean, it was something, I think, away from the play. He's saying one of the other officials called something. We're just trying to decipher this from long distance here. They haven't even put the bucket up on the board yet here. And so, again, the officials still getting together to talk this over right in front of the Norwich bench with 4 minutes to go in the third.
I've known Coach Elger for a long, long time, and there's one thing that he's very good at is he knows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win an argument with him with the rules. my guess is he probably has a rule book at home, and he's reading it, and he's kind of laughing at the officials. He's almost telling them the rules right now.
The bucket is up on the board. They have signaled that that's going to count. Stubbs going to go to the line. Norwich leads 36-32. I don't know exactly what he was arguing about there. Graham Burton is going to come to the bench here.
Well, it's not an and one because he's not taking a foul shot now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Delhi's taking it out. So are they calling it after the play? The foul must have been after the play?
I guess so. I guess maybe Coach Alger was saying, I want the bucket. Foul was after the play.
But this isn't the NFL. You don't get the pick.
I mean, the foul, and Rich, also the foul up on the board is on Graham Burton.
Interesting.
So maybe the foul was on Burton after the play, but they still count the basket? Bonds is probably listening at home, loving this right now.
Bonds is saying, I should be your color guy tonight.
That was a weird one. Stubb says, I'll just take it myself. He got that rebound, went coast to coast, and just scored for Norwich there while we were debating the rules.
You know, Stubb's very athletic, and he had a tough first half. It's nice to see him get two easy buckets here and get in the flow of the game.
Three ball in the corner is good for Tommy Nagy as Delhi answers. Timeout's going to be taken. No, Norwich, I think, didn't inbound the ball properly here. Maybe stepped over the line, and Delhi's going to get it back. I didn't have eyes on that. We're back to a three-point game. Norwich 38, Delhi 35, 3:25 to go in the third.
Whenever I call games and the referees are all of a sudden noticeable, that's not a good thing. Right? You don't want to notice the referees in games, and all of a sudden we know we're watching the referees more than the players.
I think maybe Norwich stepped in over the line, and that's what they called. Here's a three for Delhi, too hard for Richardson. Rebound for Nealis. Works it back out. Teddy Kelch now for Nagy. Straightaway three. That's also off the mark. Another rebound here for Nealis, but Dowdle got a hand, and the jump ball is going to leave the arrow here with Delhi.
Dowdle is certainly playing with fire down there with three fouls. He's playing underneath the basket where he's not used to playing, and he's swiping all over the ball. I'm kind of surprised Coach Elgers has him underneath the basket as much as he does.
Boy, this has turned it into a war in the paint here between these two teams. 3:10 to go in the third. Still a three-point game. Norwich 38, Delhi 35. Lower scoring than we usually see from these two teams as well in their normal regular season games. Nealis on the baseline. Works it back out to Nagy. Left side here for Richardson. Mitchell Collins is in his shorts. Now back to Kelch. Tries to zip one across the top of the defense and does to Nealis. Shovels it inside. Here for Rocco Schnabel. He's tied up. Back out. Nealis straight away three with the shot clock winding down. Is off the mark. Out of bounds, and it's going to Norwich. Great ball movement there on that possession by Delhi. The shots won't fall, though.
Three Norwich players all around Schnabel. and Schnabel knocks it out of bounds. It's just funny. The bigger guy touched the ball, and it's out of bounds on him.
Norwich will walk it up here with Stephen Dowdle. Going right to left on your radio dial as we come up on 2.5 to go in the third. Whale of a game here tonight at Delaware Academy. An early Christmas present for us and all these fans here to watch such a great game. And now we got a foul on Norwich.
I'm guessing that's on Cooper Christie, yes. He's going to call an illegal screen. But that's kind of a surprise, being the undersized eighth grader out there getting with an illegal screen. You usually see that with one of the bigs. But they certainly called him, and now you got Carter Christie coming in for Cooper Christie. So it's kind of like who's who out here.
Yeah, Cooper has three fouls now. So our team foul situation, Norwich with four, Delhi with two, up on the board for the rest of this third frame. 2:25 to go in the third, still a three-point game, 38-35, in case you're just joining us. Thanks for listening tonight here on CDO. Richardson with the basketball. Delhi going left to right. Schnabel works his way into the paint. Boy, that's physical down there. Schnabel tries to muscle it up and in and missed it. And Dowdle a rebound for the Purple Tornado. Dowdle down the right side. Into the corner now for Mitchell Collins. Back to Dowdle. Give and go. Ball gets tied up. Schnabel takes it away. Tries a long outlet pass, and Collins says no. Steals it for Norwich. Back inside. Zach Myers, a jumper, and he hits it for the Purple Tornado.
Two big baskets in this game for Zach Myers. That was a great one to kind of knock Delhi's momentum down a little bit. Good shot right there for Zach Myers.
Norwich 40, Delhi 35. Schnabel with a good move, and he missed the layup. Blew it down low as Myers, he got around him, but he couldn't hit it.
Wonderful spin move and just too heavy on the basket there.
Dowdle to stub a straightaway long two. No, Zach Myers, a rebound here for Norwich. He gets tied up, and we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with NHS.
You know, Norwich is getting a lot of really good minutes for Myers tonight. You don't usually talk about him much in games, but he's had some good buckets. He's played some good defense on Schnabel, and he's kind of hustling all over the court tonight for the Purple Tornado. He's you know, earning his minutes out there.
Norwich will inbound the basketball underneath their own hoop to the left side on the baseline. Dowdle will flip it into Mitchell Collins. Now back to Dowdle at the top of the key. Dowdle, they leave him wide open. Can he hit it? No, just off the front of the rim. Collins a rebound, and he hits it. Timeout taken here by Norwich. Collins is into double figures with 10 points, and Norwich leads 42-35. We'll step away with 1:17 to go in the third on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Late third quarter here at Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at WCDO. And the Norwich boys lead 42-35. Norwich coming with some full-court pressure now out of the timeout. And they throw it away. DeMauro, I don't know who he was throwing that to, but he threw it right to a purple player. Turnover for Delhi.
Very, very silly play there. Now it looks like Delhi's come out on man-to-man here.
So Norwich has got it on the baseline. Stubb hanging in the air and finishes over the much bigger DeMauro there.
Oh, Stubb just went down. Something happened.
Stubb.
Oh,
he's holding.
Yep. You're the radio pro, not me, Nate.
Stubb is holding,
yep.
You know, yeah, you got it. You know,
yeah.
You can have a laugh at us. That's fine. There's no other way
to
describe that.
Yep, Coach Elger goes and scoops him up and brings him to the bench.
We'll hope that he's okay with a minute to go here in the third. Holding the groin area down there.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. He did a wonderful job getting to the basket from the corner. It was a smart play by Norwich. They worked the short corner, and he just attacked the basket, and it looked like he might have taken a hit on the way down.
Yeah, he's in some pain over there, but appears to be okay. With a minute to go here in the third, it's 44-35. Norwich boys on top of Delhi. Every time Delhi makes a run, Norwich has had an answer. DeMauro on the inside. He lays it off the glass, and it's good. Seamus DeMauro, he's up to 10 points.
Burton just got out of position there and let DeMauro around him. Good play by Delhi.
44-37 now with 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Norwich with the basketball. Right side now for Dowdle, only got a carry. And so Delhi maybe trying to grab a little momentum back here late in the third before the final whistle for the quarter.
I think the game is finally catching up with Dowdle a little bit. He's just worked so hard down low, playing such good defense. He's battling for every rebound, and I think he's just getting a little winded right now.
And playing with those three fouls, that's tough. He's played a heck of a game here. Here's Teddy Kelsch underneath, hanging in the air, out of bounds. That shot really never had enough underneath it. Flew out of bounds, goes back to Norwich.
And that's an interesting foul on Schnabel there. I didn't really see it up here on Nate's Nest, but he knew it right away. He looked at the referee, and he just kind of ran down the end of the court. I missed it there, but he must have hit the Norwich player pretty good.
Yeah, Schnabel gets whistled after that miss there by Kelsch, I think just jockeying for position. 20 seconds to go here, third quarter. It's 44-37 for Norwich. Carter Christie with the ball into the corner now for Dowdle. And to the high post now for Cooper Christie, who's back in. Far side three, in and out. Almost went down, and then a foul here. Boy, body's flying. And a foul is going to be here on Norwich as Teddy Kelsch got taken down there by Graham Burton.
You know, traditionally over the years, both Norwich and Delhi is known for football. We might have a little bit of a football game going on out there as well. A lot of these guys do play football.
It's been physical. It's been very physical. So this is going to be the 15th foul on Norwich. So it will send Teddy Kelsch to the line with 7 seconds left here, third quarter, down 44-37.
And now you got Graham Burton with four fouls. He just realized that was on him. He's kind of looking all around. Coach Elger is going to bring in Myers, who's had some good minutes for the Purple Tornado. Now he's going to have to play. You know, you're probably looking at another 4 minutes down the stretch.
And Kelsch hits the first one at the line.
I think the story of the game, really the story of the game for the rest of it's going to be the fouls on the Purple Tornado. And can Delhi really make their foul shots?
Second one coming here for Kelsch at the line. And he cannot hit it. Schnabel with a rebound. It's knocked around like a volleyball and then out of bounds going back to Norwich. They couldn't save it after it tipped off of Schnabel's hands for Delhi.
So we got 5 seconds left. I'm telling you right now, you would have to guard Stephen Dowdle here. As soon as he gets over half court, he's in range.
Norwich.
I can't believe Delhi's not guarding him here. He can get to half court.
Norwich has got it. They go to Dowdle. He's going to take off. Half court, Dowdle. Pull back, three, and didn't get enough underneath it. Three quarters in the books. Norwich boys leading Delhi 44-38. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't turn that dial here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here at Delaware Academy, and the Norwich boys lead Delhi 44-38 as we hit the fourth quarter. Still a little confusion over at the table here, Rich. The officials getting together, talking things over, maybe possession arrow?
I think it's possession arrow. They're arguing that it should be Norwich ball here. It looks like Delhi's. But again, I said it earlier in the third quarter. I feel like we're paying attention to the referees too much in this really good basketball game.
Start of the fourth. We'll have 8 minutes to decide this one. 44-38. Norwich boys trying to pick up a huge non-league road win here tonight at Delaware Academy if they can hang on. Should be a heck of a fourth quarter. Seamus DeMauro on the right side. Now finding Nealis coming off a screen, and he hits it. Big shot there by Lucas Nealis.
Big shot to cut it to with four, and what you saw for the Purple Tornado there is Mitch Collins was actually guarding Schnabel that time, so they've switched Otto off, and Collins is on Schnabel.
Collins playing a heck of a game here. He's just made a bunch of plays that have really helped out this team, and we'll see what he can do in the fourth quarter. Dowdle, right side three, in and out, rebound for Delhi.
It really looked like Steven pushed it there instead of just shooting it. It's got to come up and out. I know he's a little tired. Use your legs a little bit more.
And here is Rocco Schnabel. Trying to go down low for Seamus DeMauro. Taken away here by Dowdle. Norwich with the basketball after the steal. Takes it the length of the floor. Off the glass. What a play there by Dowdle. The kiss makes it good.
And that's why he's one of the best around. He took the contact, absorbed it, bounced off it, and kissed it off the glass. What a play by Dowdle.
Makes it 46-40. Norwich continues to have the answer. Here's Ivan Richardson through the teeth of the defense with a layup for Delhi, and he scores.
Now here we go, Nate. Back and forth, back and forth. This is the game we were looking for.
46-42. Both teams starting to heat up here at the start of the fourth quarter. Here is Cooper Christie looking for options. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Now goes to Kaysen Stubb. Stubb double-teamed, lost it, but a foul. A reach-in is called on Delhi's Rocco Schnabel, trapping him in the corner.
I believe that's only Schnabel's second, though, so not a big problem for Delhi there. It's kind of a silly foul to foul someone so far away from the basket, but no trouble so far for Delhi with Schnabel only having two.
And so Norwich will do the inbounding duties. They go to Cooper Christie. Now to Stubb. Inside, Stubb right up over DeMauro again and hits. Stubb with another tough bucket.
Stubb is having a heck of a second half. He didn't play overly well in the first half, but he has come alive for the Purple Tornado.
Norwich 48, Delhi 42. Here's Richardson again to the hoop, and he makes that look easy.
That play has been working for Delhi, just kind of exposing that weak side for the Purple Tornado.
And now here's Dowdle back in transition, and he scores. Takes it right to the right low block and then puts it up and in.
We got basically noon ball basketball right now going back and forth. You got to love it. If you're a basketball fan, this is a fun game to watch.
Norwich boys leading Delhi 50-44 with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Teddy Kelsch for three. Too strong. A little too much hot sauce on it. Rebound Rocco Schnabel. Keeps it alive for Delhi in their own offensive end. And here's Richardson hanging in the air, and his shot was too strong off the back of the rim.
Good rebound for Burton down low. The Purple Tornado will be getting good minutes from Burton, having four fouls right here.
Bounce pass back out to Dowdle. 5.5 to go in the fourth, with Norwich leading 50-44. Into the corner for Stubb. Down to Cooper Christie. Slowing it down, pumping the brakes. Back into the corner for Stubb. Burton on the right low block, a little up and under for Graham is good. Boy, he's been tough tonight.
He's been playing well. A lot of people said he's been kind of one of the weaknesses for Norwich this year down low. Remember we talked about guard-heavy play, but Graham Burton has come to play against the bigs tonight. He's done well with 11 points.
Timeout here for Delhi. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Norwich boys on top, 52-44 over DA. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, 5 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull, live from Nate's Nest here at Delaware Academy. Why do we call it that? Well, there's a big perch up here above one of the doors here at the Delaware Academy gym, and we're the only ones that really ever sit up here. Rich, your first time jumping into Nate's Nest?
Yeah, I understand why a lot of other people do not sit up here, as I made the leap from the bleachers to the Nate's Nest, and I'm telling you, I'm glad they brought me a ladder. This certainly is not going to be called Rich's Nest, because I did not enjoy that jump.
Well, we got a great view of the game here for the rest of the way, with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi with the ball, trailing 52-44. Norwich boys on top. Now it's stripped on a steal by Norwich. Great job there, and Graham Burton came away with it, the big fella. Looks like Stubb maybe got a piece of that as well as Mitchell Collins to start it off. So Norwich has the ball going right to left. Into the left corner for the big man, Burton. Works it back out, Cooper Christie. Splits two defenders. Pull-up jumper for him. It's short. Rebound for DeMauro. Outlet pass for Teddy Kelch. He's off to the races for Delhi. Kelch off the glass, and it's good. Big bucket there for Teddy Kelch.
That is a great bucket there. Cuts it to win six. Dowdle playing good defense, but Kelch took it right to him. Nice, nice play.
4:15 to go, fourth quarter. Norwich boys leading Delhi 52-46. We'll take you the rest of the way right here on CDO. Also on 92.3, our frequency in Norwich. We're glad to have you along. Here's Dowdle into the paint and lays it up with a left-handed layup, and it's good.
Oh, the senior leader coming to play.
Dowdle with 15, but then Kelch is able to answer back off a long pass from Richardson for Delhi.
So Delhi beat the Purple Tornado down the court and made him pay. You know, the Tornado can't fall asleep after they make a good play and score a bucket here.
So it's Norwich 54, Delhi 48. Can Norwich get another bucket? Delhi can't keep affording to just trade buckets here. And now there's Kaysen Stubb putting it up and in. He's got 10 points.
Kaysen Stubb has really come alive for the Purple Tornado in the second half.
56-48, Norwich on top. Richardson for three, and this is short. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with DA.
Norwich showing a little frustration here. They need to box out instead of just jumping with the bigs. And then that's how you're going to get the rebound there.
And so Nealis will do the inbounding duties here. Tosses it up for Seamus DeMauro, and going to be a traveling violation on him underneath with 3:23 to go here in the fourth.
That was an easy call right there for the referees. You can't have three pivot feet.
And so Norwich will walk it up the floor here with Stephen Dowdle. And to the left side here for Norwich. Delhi trying to apply some pressure. Dowdle taking it into the interior. Back out for Stubb. Now he'll reset it for Norwich. Swarming defense down low for Burton off the glass. And Burton has just been a man down low. And Burton's up to 12 points. Makes it 58-48. One of the bigger leads of the game here for Norwich with 2:55 to go.
This might be the first time they stretch it to double digits.
And here's Rocco Schnabel, takes it inside, and he's fouled. That's a tough play to stop if you're Norwich, because Schnabel just had a full head of steam.
So they're going to get Kaysen Stubb there with the foul, that which is good news for the Tornado, because that wasn't going to be on Burton or Dowdle.
That's four, though, on Stubb.
Correct.
Stubb with four, Dowdle with three, and Burton with four.
It's funny, on the board it says Burton's only got three, so I don't know if we're wrong or if they're wrong.
And first shot by Schnabel is no good at the line. A lot of little moments in this game where you thought Delhi was going to have just enough to climb back in, and Norwich has had the answer every time. Another shot coming here at the line for Rocco Schnabel. Delhi's got to find a way to kind of flip the switch, and Schnabel gets the second one.
If you're Norwich here, you don't have to be in a rush. You're up by nine with about 3 minutes left. Just settle down.
2:45 to go in the fourth. They go to Cooper Christie on the baseline. Feeds Graham Burton, and he lays it up and in. What a pass there by Christie.
What a great play by Cooper. And what Delhi's done is they've come out with the old 2-3 trap on the first pass, and Norwich has handled it well.
60-49 here for Norwich on top of Delhi with 2:25 to go in the fourth. Right side Richardson, little shimmy shake. Wants to pull it back out now. Comes off of a screen. Passing down low for Schnabel, and he is fouled on the left low block.
That's on Stubb. That might be five. It is.
Yeah, Stubb is going to foul out here, it looks like, for Norwich.
So if you're a Norwich fan out there, Delhi has basically taken one from the old Norwich playbook, that 2-3 trap. In Norwich, they call that Viper back in the day. Actually, the AAU team is named after that play.
That's where that name comes from?
That's
wow.
Where that name comes from. They used to run that 2-3 trap with some of the old coaches back in, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And Delhi's running the same exact trap, and Norwich is handling it very, very well. This is an early development here, right, for the Purple Tornado. Stubb has had a really good second half, just fouls out. And we're seeing Carmine Pastore come in for the first time in a while. But he did play some good minutes for them against Shenango Valley two nights ago.
Schnabel back at the line again and hit the rim twice and couldn't go. The foul shooting is not helping the Bulldogs at the moment. Second one coming here for Schnabel. Delhi trailing by 11. 2:15 left. They got a big hole to dig out of. Schnabel hits the second. So Schnabel's got four. Makes it a 10-point game. Norwich boys leading 60-50. So we come up on 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Christie with the ball. They go to Dowdle on the right side. We got a foul here on Delhi on the trap. Going to be on Ivan Richardson.
Delhi might be using up some fouls here because they only got two here. You got to get it up to five to get to the foul line, so they might be using up fouls knowing they got to slow this game or speed the game up, but slow it down in the sense of getting sending the Purple Tornado to the foul line.
Yeah, both teams with only two team fouls up on the board here in this fourth quarter. Collins will get it in. He's fouled by Schnabel, and that looks like exactly what DA is trying to do. Trying to conserve as much of this clock as they can, but I got to say, Norwich has had a lot of the answers here tonight, Rich. Every time Delhi's made a run, kudos to the Purple for finding an answer.
Norwich is kind of, you know, finding themselves this year with a new coach and a lot of new players, and there's a lot of excitement here in Norwich. You know, this is what's going to put them to 6-0.
Yeah, if Norwich can win here, we'd put them to 6-0.
We got an off-the-ball foul on Schnabel. So Schnabel, who basically had one foul to start the half, is now all of a sudden up to four.
That also bailed Norwich out a little bit there because they didn't realize that Christie had the ball and the official was counting and nobody was moving. I think they didn't even think the play had started yet. And here's Stephen Dowdle to the interior, and he's fouled. And if that's on Schnabel, he might be gone.
I think it is. The referee's looking at him. I think that's it for Schnabel.
Yeah, Schnabel's going to be gone here with exactly 2 minutes to go, and this has been kind of a nightmare of a fourth quarter here for the Bulldogs.
He literally went from having one foul to five fouls in about 3 minutes of the game.
And so Delhi's going to have to go to the bench. And let's see. It looks like Townsend is going to come back in here. Cale Townsend, who hit two big threes in that first half off the bench. But a big piece of the size is gone here for head coach Warren Kelly. And Dowdle at the line, trying to put some icing on the cake here for the Purple Tornado. He gets the first one to go. Dowdle has 16. So you got Dowdle with 16, Burton with 14, Collins with 10, Stubb with 10. That's some great balance for Norwich. Second shot for Dowdle is good.
And you want Dowdle at the foul line in this key, these key moments down the stretch because you know he's your leader. He's not going to miss them.
62-50 with a minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Delhi with the basketball, trailing here by 12. A missed shot by the Bulldogs. Rebound here for Dowdle, and back down the floor he comes. Nealis kind of riding his back down the floor, and then they'll foul it. With a minute 39 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Wow.
Some of the fans starting to head for the exits here.
Yeah, the Delhi fans kind of leaving quietly. Norwich has kind of come in and surprised them a little bit. Norwich has been down over the past few years. Delhi's had their number. But Norwich is looking like they're going to have a pretty decisive victory.
First shot here for Dowdle, no good, but it's still a 12-point lead for the Purple Tornado. And the second shot coming here for Stephen Dowdle, the leader of this Norwich team. Can't get it to go, 0 for 2.
I cursed him, right, because I said that's the guy you want on the line.
Broadcaster's curse. Always seems to happen that way. Here's Richardson floating in the air, gets it all the way to the rim and missed the shot short. Out of bounds, it goes on the rebound. Burton went flying, but it's going to stay with the Bulldogs.
That's great by the Purple Tornado, not arguing that call. That could have been easily arguing that call, but just play the game. Got a minute 30 to ride this out.
DA gets it in. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up with awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Bulldogs have it right side. They go back to Nealis. There's got to be some urgency here for the Bulldogs. Richardson off a screen, back to Seamus DeMauro, to the interior for Seamus, and he scores. 12 now for DeMauro, makes it 62-52. Coming up on a minute left. Dowdle gets around one defender, two defenders now, splits it and kicks it out. Norwich is just trying to kill this clock if they can. Christie now will run away from Nealis, who finally trips him up and fouls him with 53 seconds left.
This is good for the eighth grader, right, to go to the line. You know, not a lot of pressure, right, because you're up by 10 with 53 seconds left. But this is a good learning moment for Cooper Christie, right? Everybody's watching you, right? It's a good, good learning moment in December. These are the moments you can, you know, build on later in the year in February and March.
Yeah, Christie to the line here with 53 seconds left. And Coop's first shot is in and out. Norwich in good shape here, but I'm sure Coach Alger would like a few of these foul shots just to maybe seal the deal here with under a minute left. So Cooper Christie's second shot at the line is in and out. So they go 0 for 4 here on the last two trips. Delhi still with a little life left, but got to show some urgency with 45 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Richardson, left side, tries to get a screen. Delhi wants that three, but great defense here by Norwich to not give it up. They're protecting that three-point line.
You got to love Dowdle's defense there, playing really, really hard, not giving up the easy basket.
Nealis tries the three. It's a line drive, and it's no good, and then a foul on the rebound as Mitchell Collins brought it down for Norwich. And with 30 seconds left, Norwich is up 62-52, and they're going back to the line.
I've been really impressed with Norwich's balance. It's not just one guy right now. I know we're saying Stephen Dowdle's name a lot, but Mitchell Collins did some really good things in the first half. Cason Stubb did some really good things in the second half. Right, Grant Burton arguably maybe played his best game of the year so far. And you know, you see on the bench you got guys like Zach Myers. Carter Christie came in and hit a big three from his brother early in the first quarter. Just been a really good, balanced effort by the Purple Tornado.
First shot for Norwich's Mitchell Collins at the line is good. Second shot in and out. So a 63-52 lead here for Norwich. And then a foul on the Purple, it looks like, here.
That was on Carmine Pastore. No harm there, right? Because Purple Tornado still have two more to give. They let them get to the foul line.
So 29 seconds left. 63-52. Norwich boys on top of Delhi here in a very quiet Delaware Academy gymnasium. This place usually is rocking and rolling, but Norwich is coming here and silenced the crowd tonight. Shot clock is off. Townsend with a three. That's no good. Norwich with a rebound. And it looks like they'll be able to walk out the clock here with 10 seconds left. The Norwich boys are going to come in and get a huge non-league road victory over an hour road trip over here to DA. Norwich 63, Delhi 52. Post-game show coming up. Nice win for the Purple here on the road on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com. or call 746-1500.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy. Norwich boys win 63-52 here over Delhi. And before we get into all the stats and everything, Rich, I mean, is this a surprise for Norwich?
I think that Norwich has just had a couple down years the last few years, and to come into a gym that they haven't had a lot of success in, and, you know, Delhi's had a lot of success at their level at Class C, arguably could have won the sectional championship last year. I think Norwich is going home over the hills with a lot of confidence going into the Coaches versus Cancer tournament down in the arena. One thing of note, when I was walking off, the Delhi players seemed really kind of like shell-shocked a little bit, is a good word for it. And Coach Kelly kept on looking up at the scoreboard and just shaking his head. It's almost like they're in disbelief. Like, this is a different Norwich team. And I think that that's what's going to surprise a lot of people. I think Norwich is a completely different team. I think it's surprising a lot of people in the Chenango County area. I think it's surprising a lot of people in the Otsego Delaware County area.
Sure.
And a lot of it is kudos to Coach Elger. I mean, he comes in and changes a few things, and the Purple Tornado are 6-0. I think a lot of people are happy in Purple Tornado land.
Yeah, as they should be. A great start, and boy, should going to be some great games down the stretch here with Oneonta, who's off to a good start. A lot of good, high-quality basketball, and I think Delhi holds themselves to such a high standard. This is going to be a very motivating loss for them as they head into the very good Cooperstown tournament just after Christmas, where you know they're going to play a tough Herkimer team in the first round, and we'll see who they get in the second round, possibly a matchup with Coop in the second round, which would be another huge game for them. So they're looking at a gauntlet here before the new year, for sure.
I mean, Norwich has kind of just built up their schedule through the year, right? Had a couple of smaller teams, but Delhi is no slouch.
No, not at
Delhi
all.
Delhi is no slouch, and the Purple Tornado came in here, and, you know, they looked good.
Yeah.
They looked really, really good. Is shocked the right word? No, I guess, but I think Norwich basketball's back.
I think they're back. They look very good. I mean, these are two teams that I think we'll be talking about in the conversation when you get into February and March. Of course, Class A, always very, very good for Norwich. And I think, you know, Delhi, you play like that in Class C, you're going to be able to win a lot of games, a lot of games.
Yeah, this is a great confidence builder for the Purple Tornado. You never know what's going to happen in those arena games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could be going into the new year undefeated.
Yeah, they really could. So, great game here tonight. Let's go through the scoring summary. First for Norwich, of course, they win 63-52 here on the road. 17 points, that's a game high tonight for Stephen Dowdle. Great balance here for Norwich. 14 for Graham Burton, 11 for Mitchell Collins, 10 for Kaysen Stubb, 4 for Zach Myers, 4 for Cooper Christie, 3 for Carter Christie. On the other side for Delhi, a team high 16 points for Ivan Richardson, 12 for Seamus DeMauro. We have 7 for Tommy Nagy. We have 5 for Teddy Kelsch, 4 for Rocco Schnabel, and then 6, I forgot, for Cale Townsend. So good balance over there for DA as well. All right, let's get into our three awards to wrap it up here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We'd like to go with Graham Burton tonight, 14 points, but boy, I just think this was such a huge performance tonight for Graham for Norwich.
I think Graham Burton might have just played the best game of his, you know, senior year, where a lot of people were wondering could he even hang with the big players from Delhi. I think Graham Burton was the best big player on the court tonight, especially in the second half when it really, really counted. He made a lot of great plays. I mean, sometimes he got beat on defense, but his teammates came and helped him. He had a lot of great rebounds, a lot of great points, and he was kind of the catalyst down the stretch when it's usually Stephen Dowdle's show. It kind of ended up being a little bit of a Graham Burton show at the end. Kudos to Graham Burton. When a lot of people were questioning him, you know, coming into the land of the trees, he was the tree tonight.
Yeah, he was great. He was definitely great. Next up tonight is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We'd like to go with Stephen Dowdle. He did a little bit of everything. You could probably give him an all-purpose award, too, but his defense inside, down low, as well as out on the guards, he did it all tonight.
That was actually probably the most shocking for me tonight. I've known Stephen as kind of being the shooter, the point guard, and he's kind of the guy that guards the point guard out front. He got down and dirty and played down in the land of the bigs tonight. He was guarding Schnabel at points. He was double-teaming people. I mean, if you told me on the way over here, Nate, that we were going to be giving Stephen Dowdle the defensive player of the game, that's shocking. But well-deserved. And, you know, kudos again to Coach Elger for putting Stephen in those situations to earn that. Because, I mean, they made a lot of great adjustments, and Stephen was a big part of it on the defensive end, probably more so tonight than on the offensive end.
Lastly tonight, we have the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We'd like to go with Ivan Richardson tonight here from Delhi. Team high 16. Boy, he was deadly on those little backdoor cuts. That was a great play they had in the man-to-man. And is the high scorer tonight. did a really good job. He can shoot from the outside. He can also get to the rim.
When Delahi needed the basket, that's who they were going to, and he was certainly getting some easy baskets. He looks very smooth to me. I was thinking about this earlier in the day. Delahi might be a few weeks behind everybody else because of the football season, when everybody has all these open gyms and stuff like that. You know, it almost looked like Norwich is a little bit ahead of them in the conditioning and everything else in the basketball season. But, you know, kudos to Delahi. I think they're going to pick it up, but well-deserving for the all-around player of the game.
Yeah, great game here tonight. Very interested to see how these teams finish out 2024 and head into their league schedules for 2025. So, Rich, a big thanks for coming out. We got to see another good one here tonight, and have a great holiday, and we'll definitely see you after the break.
Thanks, everybody. Nice to be up here at Nate's Nest tonight.
Yeah, Nate's Nest, always a favorite spot of ours, and I'm sure we'll be back here quite a bit throughout this year for both Delahi boys and girls games. So, huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. He was our in-game producer tonight. He did a great job, and for also Craig Stevens always helping us to get everything set up. So, again, final score, Norwich boys 63, Delahi 52. Happy holidays to everybody. This is the last game we'll have on the radio before the Christmas break, so enjoy that time with family and friends. Make sure you listen to CDO. We'll have our Christmas music marathon starting on Christmas Eve all the way through Christmas Day. So if you're around with the family, you need those holiday hits, you can certainly tune us in for pretty much like 36 straight hours of holiday music. So a lot of fun there. So, all right, 63-52, Norwich boys over Delahi. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night. Drive safe. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some snow showers, maybe an inch of accumulation, the low around 20. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the morning, the high 25, no significant accumulation expected. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers, temperatures 5 to 10 above. Sunday, mostly sunny, high 15 to 20. Monday, mostly sunny, the high 25. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with snow showers likely, the high 30 to 35. You're listening to the Tri-County Heart.